Part 4. Directions. You'll hear some talks given by a single speaker. You'll be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following radio announcement.
Residents of South Florida are urged to prepare for Tropical Storm Barry, expected to make landfall in the next few hours with winds gusting up to 60 miles an hour. Some storm surge is expected, and residents of low-lying coastal areas should be prepared to evacuate. Barry, the second storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, will weaken as it moves inland. But while the rain associated with this system is welcome in drought-stricken central Florida, heavy rainfall is expected to create flooding problems, so residents should remain alert. Stay tuned to this station for updates from the National Severe Storm Center.
Number 71. What information is given about the storm? Number 72. What does the speaker advise some people to do? Number 73. What is implied about Central Florida? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hi, Lucille. This is Adrian from Product Development. I need to change Dr. Rogers' flight to Las Vegas currently scheduled for Saturday, May 13th. It turns out he's scheduled to make his presentation to the board early on Saturday morning, so he needs to fly in the night before. That's Friday, May 12th. His return date is still the same, Sunday, the 14th at 4 p.m. Sorry to inconvenience you, but could you please make this change and send me a confirmation as soon as possible? And thanks a lot, Lucille. I appreciate it.
Number 74. What does the woman say Dr. Rogers wants to do? Number 75. When does Dr. Rogers want to fly to Las Vegas? Number 76. What is Dr. Rogers scheduled to do in Las Vegas? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
You know, economic reports are issued every day, but you have to understand how these figures work together to tell a story. Take, for example, the latest housing figures, home sales, new construction, and so on. They've been declining for the past couple of quarters, right? Now, we all know this has a direct impact on other parts of the economy, like employment. But the thing about housing is, there's usually a lag before it begins to affect the job market. So far, employment's been holding steady. But in 3 or 4 quarters, I think you're going to find that the employment numbers are going to decline as well. So you need to see how housing ties into the broader economy. Now, if you'll open to page 157 in your text, please, I'd like to walk you through the first chart.
Number 77. What is the main topic of the talk? Number 78. What does the speaker say about the current job market? Number 79. What is the speaker's job most likely to be? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement.
Since 1999, Paraland Tours has been offering the best tours of Athens at the lowest prices. Our bus tours leave the city center at different points of departure daily at 9 a.m. Our central tour passes the National Gardens and the former palace, now the Parliament, before offering optional guided tours of the Acropolis and National Museum. Our northern tour takes you to Mount Pendeli with a short stop at the Olympic Stadium en route to a longer stop for lunch in scenic Kifisia. Both tours return to our terminal in the city center. For full descriptions of our 2, 3, and 4-day coach tours into the countryside or 3 and 7-day cruises of the Aegean Islands and the Turkish coast, we invite you to check our website at www.paralantours.com.
Number 80. What is learned about Paraleon Tours? Number 81. What does the Northern Tour include? Number 82. What do the Central and Northern Tours have in common? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
How would you like to save hundreds of dollars in energy bills? Well, the experts at Green Zone have advice for you. First, try changing to energy-efficient light bulbs. The initial cost may be higher than you're used to, but these bulbs can save you $50 a year. And with the money saved on lighting, why not invest in new double-glazed windows and cut your winter fuel bills up to $100 a month? If energy savings are important to you, let Green Zone come to your home and give you a free energy saver inspection. We can help pinpoint areas for savings you may be missing. Call 1-800-575-9000 and let Green Zone guide you to warm winters and hot savings.
Number 83. According to the advertisement, what does Green Zone mostly offer? Number 84. What is implied about energy-efficient light bulbs? Number 85. What does Green Zone offer? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following news report.
Rail commuters will find it easier to park at the Newport station beginning Monday morning. Rail operator Fasttrack reports that the new parking structure there is finally complete and will be open in time for the first train on Monday. The new 3-story structure adds an additional 500 parking spaces, bringing the total to 1,500. There are a total of 7,000 parking spaces along Fast Track's 10-station light rail commuter route, which runs from Milton to Roaring Fork. The Highland Valley Station has the most spaces, with 2,000, and the Martinville Station has the fewest, with just 200.
Number 86. What is said about the parking structure at the Newport Station? Number 87. How many new parking spaces will the Newport station have? Number 88. Which station has the most parking spaces? Go on to the next page. Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
Before we start, I want to introduce our new Director of Adult Care, Dr. Margaret Tate. Maggie comes to us from Madison, Wisconsin. For the past 20 years, she's been with the Madison University Hospital System, working first in emergency care and eventually ending up as Director of Oncology. She also spent several years on the City of Madison's Medical Review Committee, where she reviewed medical products and services for the city's health department and area hospitals. So, as you can see, we're getting someone with a lot of experience, and I feel very fortunate that we were able to lure her away and get her to relocate here to Texas.
Number 89. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 90. What was one of Margaret Tate's past duties? Number 91. What is learned about Margaret Tate? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following radio announcement.
This Saturday at 10 p.m., indie rock fans are in for a real treat when the band Shadow Shapes appears at the Soundstage, Lansing's premier space for independent music. Fresh off a successful European tour, Shadow Shapes is an important mainstay of the West Coast music scene. Their sets span a range of styles, from folksy ballads to hard-driving funk. Last year, Tunes Magazine named them one of the top bands of the year. They'll be appearing one night only at the Soundstage, 315 West Allegan Street, downtown. Tickets are $20 and reservations will not be taken, so make sure you get there early and don't miss out on Shadow Shapes at the Soundstage.
Number 92. What is said about Shadow Shapes? Number 93. According to the speaker, what is one of Shadow Shapes' accomplishments? Number 94. What is learned about Shadow Shapes' performance? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following radio talk show.
Here's something a lot of people are going to want to know. If you've inherited a retirement plan from a parent, sibling, or unmarried partner, you may be able to transfer the money into an individual retirement account and avoid paying taxes on it. Congress recently passed some legislation that may give you the kind of tax advantage that, in the past, you could only get if you'd inherited these benefits from a spouse. But there's a catch. The company that established the retirement account must decide whether or not they want to offer you the advantages of the new law. They need to change their retirement plans to allow for a smooth rollover. Most companies are doing it, but some aren't. So you're going to need to check to see if you're qualified.
Number 95. What is the main topic of the talk? Number 96. What does the speaker say happened recently? Number 97. What does the speaker say is a problem? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following recorded message.
This is a recorded message from Forward Tech. May we remind you that you have just 1 week left to add our complete cell, landline, and TV package to the internet service you already receive. The complete package gives you unlimited local calls, long distance anywhere in the world for up to 20% less than most carriers, unlimited mobile service, and free, unlimited text messaging. Not to mention, you'll still have broadband internet and cable TV. This entire service comes to just $129.95 a month, plus long distance. If you'd like to add the Forward Tech package to your current service and have it billed to your credit card, please stay on the line for a representative.
Number 98. What is probably true about people who receive this message? Number 99. What does the package deal include? Number 100. What is the listener asked to do? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to part 5 in your test book. End of recording.